Hey, it's Kyle Meredith, host of the Kyle Meredith With podcast, presented by WFPK at WFPK.org and the Consequence Podcast Network. It's a series that puts the spotlight on iconic musicians and actors, inviting them to drop by and talk about their latest projects, whether it's albums, TV shows, films, or beyond.
I'm going to say something I don't want to say. Here it goes. Without Spinal Tap, there is no Tenacious D.
Whoa. Man.
We get great stories and the biggest scoops from people like Garbage's Shirley Manson, the 1975's Matty Healy, Jack Black and Kyle Gass of Tenacious D, Maya Hawke, Kiefer Sutherland, and everyone in between. New episodes arrive every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones. You can find Kyle Meredith With on the Consequence Podcast Network or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tour set, pop!
This week was our first week doing research together. Which was amazing.
It was incredible.
Especially for this episode.
Yeah.
Because fangirling together is like one of the best things to do. So we really got to do it for the first time in like what seems like forever.
Yeah.
But since we were doing that, we ended up hanging out just non-BTS related things because we do that sometimes.
Yeah, we're friends outside of BTS. We have other hobbies and things.
So what we ended up doing, which I thought was so fun, was we shared our like quarantine hobbies with each other.
Yeah.
And I just thought that was so cute that we did that. So Kayla has been painting a lot.
I've been painting so much. And we just, we grabbed some canvases and we just started painting. We didn't even halfway finish our paintings.
I'm pretty sure the last time I painted was in middle school. Like when I was 13.
It was so fun though to keep talking to you about like color theory and like mixing skin tones, and it was fun.
You know a lot and you're so good, Kayla.
Thanks.
Girl, you're very
Thanks.
Good. But then for me, what I did a lot during quarantine, since I was having so much self-reflection and analyzing where I was in life, I did a lot of journaling. So we journaled together in this style and format in which I had like previously been journaling.
I love how you format your journal entries. Like, I think a reason why I don't journal is because I never had like, okay, this is what I'm going to do, or like really a plan with it. And I just love that you do this. Like what she does is pick a word and then you just kind of go from there. You look up what it means. You look up some quotes.
Yeah. I want to know your opinion, because I've thought about once this podcast, whenever this kind of comes to its close, or if I decide to take on another podcast on my own or something, I thought about making this as a podcast idea and really using my like credentials of like an occupational therapist, because I actually modeled it after like Cole Seven Steps, which is how groups are run in occupational therapy. And so I take a word, it could be anything like inspiration, or it's usually more like motivational type words, you know, things that really get you to think. So, isolation could have been a word, or quarantine, or it could be something much more than that, like responsibility. But you take that word, you look up a definition, you write a couple different definitions, because a lot of words have multiple meanings. And then you write just basically a couple quotes that you look up and that speak to you, and you just reflect on the word and how it applies to you, and then kind of how it applies to your life and how you can better yourself, or just like get some more introspection on yourself. So that's kind of what I did for journaling.
It was a really cool exercise. I really enjoyed it. I felt like, I mean, we had a great conversation, you and I, from it, just, you know, sharing our own thoughts from our own personal journal entries. I feel like it's something I would do again. And on that note, welcome back, Iconics. And if you're new to the podcast, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and this is Stanning BTS.
Yes.
Yes. Welcome to another wonderful episode where we get to hang out for about an hour and just talk about BTS.
What a wonderful hour it is too. But disclaimer, this is an informative fangirl podcast. That means that we're going to fangirl, laugh, and learn a little bit along the way.
Yep, that's right. This is an explicit podcast though, so if you aren't cool with that, you can dip out now. We won't blame you.
Totally. But if you're down for some, the first concept photos absolutely wrecked me.
Wrecked. Like destroyed. Annihilated.
Destroyed.
Or duality has to be a chorus at Big Hit Entertainment.
Oh my God, 100%. I think this music video that we're about to talk about is just full evidence of that.
Yeah. So in today's episode, we are going to be talking about the Black Swan music video. This was heavily requested. We just never got around to it because we talked about Black Swan the song. We talked about so many different
Black Swan. We talked about Black Swan on James Corden.
Yeah, we talked so much about Black Swans. So we're like, oh, we don't really know. Like, does it need a third episode? Yes, it does. Yes. And what a perfect time to do it because we're just feeling extra fangirly. Mm-hmm. So in this episode, we're going to talk about the setting of Black Swan, the music video, their outfits, and then we're just really going to fangirl. And in the midst of fangirling, we will touch just a hair on some theories, but we're really not going to dive into theories all that much.
Yeah, we have really talked about a lot of other Black Swan theories, and we've talked about the dance a lot. Mm-hmm. This is really going to be so much fangirling. Like, I feel like going back to our roots, you know.
Our roots.
Where we came from.
When we were baby armies, knowing nothing.
All we did was fangirl.
Yeah, just talk about how incredible they look.
They are. And what a perfect time to fit this in just before Dynamite comes out. So, like, we're kind of ending this era.
Good timing.
Yeah. But before we get into today's episode, we want to say thank you, Iconics, for being here and for supporting us. If you'd like to support us even further and have access to our Google Docs full of episode notes, important links, and pictures, you can do that by donating monthly to our Patreon at patreon.com/standingbts.
Or if you'd like, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/standingbtspodcast. Your support helps us to improve the quality of our content and to continue putting out weekly episodes. Any type of support is super appreciated. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, thanks guys so much. By the way, you definitely want to check out the doc for this week's episode.
100%. Like, it's gorgeous.
There's so many pictures.
So many screenshots.
Treat yourself to this document, please. okay, so our charity of the month for the month of August is going to be the Lebanon Children's Relief Fund through Save the Children. Save the Children is a charity that believes that every child deserves a future. Since their founding over 100 years ago, they've changed the lives of over 1 billion children. In the United States and around the world, they give children a healthy start in life, the opportunity to learn, and protection from harm. They do whatever it takes for children every day and in times of crisis, transforming their lives and the future we share. So after the devastating explosion in the Lebanese capital of Beirut, children and families already facing COVID-19, as well as economic and political crisis, are now more vulnerable than ever. Save the Children field workers report that entire streets have been wiped out by the explosion, and many children are missing or looking for their parents. Mm. The explosion couldn't have happened at a worse time, as the country is already facing increasing likelihood of severe food insecurity, rising unemployment, increased rates of poverty, and more. Your support today can help support the urgent needs of children and families. So please go find our link in the episode description. It's a really long link. Otherwise, I would read it out. Mm-hmm. Or you can definitely Google Lebanon Children's Relief Fund, Save the Children, to find a way to donate to this charity.
Wow. This explosion was just devastating.
Absolutely.
Devastating. And every country right now around the world is suffering just because of what's going on with COVID-19, economically, everyone, the public health. Mm-hmm. So to have this additional
tragedy
go on in this country that already is, you know, having so much that they're going through. Yeah, I was, without a doubt, we decided that this would be our charity of the month for August.
So
definitely join us in donating to this wonderful relief fund.
Yes, please do. Okay, So I guess really quickly, we really have to talk about Dynamite because we haven't had the opportunity. So
dare we still call it content of the week? Now, again, back at the beginning of the episode.
Right here.
Keep moving it.
Well, we're not
going to talk about it.
We're not going to call it anything. And we're just going to talk about it.
We're just
going to
talk about it.
So Dynamite, they released a promo schedule, which is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And something that we just noticed about it was that they're going to do a countdown live. Like, when I first saw this, I was like, oh, M countdown. I didn't read the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, which means that BTS will be streaming live on YouTube for the half hour before the single is released, which is really incredible, really special. They've done that before in the past also.
I think this is a good time to plug this in.
Yeah.
Kayla and I, since we are together now, we think that for this Dynamite comeback that we are going to go live on either Instagram
or Twitter.
Or Twitter,
yeah,
but
we're
kind of thinking on Instagram
because
it's set up real nicely to go live on there. So yeah, we definitely want to do that so we can talk with all of you guys and hang out with all of you guys while waiting for Dynamite to release.
God.
Like, it's just crazy.
Yeah. And we want to live stream our first time watching the music video.
We've never done this before.
Yeah, but we're super excited for it. Yeah. So I think, let's do an Instagram live. So go follow our Instagram account if you don't already, Standing BTS Podcast. But yeah, oh my gosh.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be really fun.
Yeah. Anyway, so today is August 10th and this was the day that they have released the first teaser photos.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay, where to even begin?
Oh my gosh. Overwhelming. I was like clenching my chest scrolling through these pictures.
Yeah.
Fucking Jung-Hoseok.
Let's talk about
him. We
have to just talk about Jay here.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes, yes. When I went and looked at all of these photos, I was super busy today, but wow, did J-Hope just steal the show? I was like, holy shit. Like, what? Like, I don't think I've ever, like, they all look incredible. So for him to be able to stand out already against like all of these magnificent photos, gorgeous shots of all of them, he's stealing the show.
Mm-hmm.
He's stealing the show. I think every ARMY can agree. Like, holy fuck.
Yes. I mean, we have forehead. We have jawline. We have little pouty mouth. And, like, a sideways, like, glare.
His side profile.
Oh, my God. The arm up. It is
his
so
brows.
Much.
His brows.
Oh, my gosh. The hair.
The outfit. The earrings. Everything is right.
Everything is perfect. Wow.
Wow. Yes. Let's talk about how Namjoon has blue hair.
Oh my God. He looks incredible. Also, like, flashback to Fire era, you know?
Yes.
But he looks so fucking good. I'm so excited that he has, like, a colorful hair because he rocks it.
He always rocks the colorful hair, which we will definitely talk about in this episode as well for Black Swan.
Mm-hmm.
Taeyong, oh, he's just this golden honey blonde.
I love it.
With a mullet.
This, like, shag, like, super shaggy mullet. Oh, my God. I love it. I love this honey tone on him. Beautiful.
I really can't look at Taeyong anymore. I just get I'm way too attracted. It's too much. Let's move on.
So Jimin is, like, the ultimate it boy. He has everything.
Mm-hmm.
He has everything going on. Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
Bethany just zoomed in on the picture.
He has kind of a purplish
like little tint. Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. So interesting.
Little bit of forehead.
Mm-hmm.
Look at those fucking collarbones.
I know. I was going to say, let's talk about the collarbone for a minute. How he manages to peek those through. I don't know. But,
God.
Wow.
This is only phase one of, like, three
teaser pictures.
Hearts are palpitating.
Oh my gosh. I don't know how we're gonna survive, like, the rest of this week.
We won't. It's gonna be really rough.
Oh my gosh.
I love Jin's hair color.
Mm.
Jin's hair color he looks so good with, like, really jet black hair.
Yeah.
But this really softer auburn,
it's
almost
like a warm tone brown.
It
really
is brown.
Like it.
Yeah, with just this little bit of, I think a little bit of auburn, but that it's a warm toned brunette.
It looks so good with his eyes.
Yeah.
Like, oh my gosh.
And his
gosh.
Forehead is an ounce. So, like, thank you, Big Hit, for letting us breathe for just
gosh,
a second
please.
With Jin, because there was so much Jin forehead for a while.
Yeah.
But yeah, he looks so gorgeous and handsome as fuck.
Oh my gosh.
Yoongi.
Fucking Min Yoongi. Like, where to begin? This shot where he's kind of like looking over his shoulder. What a power move, first of all.
Always.
His skin is flawless. Why is his cheekbone like so perfect?
Bone structure.
His bone structure, just superior. Incredible. Look at his eyes. Look at how he's looking.
And his Adam's apple.
And the slightly parted lips. Mm-hmm. Like, wow.
Yeah, his eyes, definitely. He's catching you.
Something that I've always felt, like, I mean, ever since Fort Worth, he just has this, like,
his
mesmerizing gaze. Yeah. I just can't, you know, you just can't
get
away
from it.
There's
something about Yoongi's eyes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Our golden maknae. Wow, full forehead, first off. Mm. But, you know, he's got his typical...
Wow, Jungkook natural full looking forehead,
hair,
though.
Natural hair color. Mm-hmm. I honestly don't know if that's his natural hair color, but I'm assuming it's very
seems
close.
Very natural. He just seems like my 90s boyfriend right here. Mm-hmm. Like, or he seems like... He's like Judd Nelson from The Breakfast Club. Like,
he's just so beautiful.
Oh, my gosh.
He's, like, anatomically perfect. I don't understand.
Wow.
But yeah, they all just look so great, and we felt like we needed to talk about that before we get into this episode.
Yeah, we obviously couldn't ignore it. We had to bring it up.
Yeah. Okay, so let's go ahead and get into Black Swan, the music video, guys. We are in, like, full fangirl mode, so let's, like, definitely, let's embrace it. Let's flow with it. So for the setting, the music video for Black Swan was filmed in L.A. at the Los Angeles Theater. Super ornate.
Mm-hmm.
It really reminds me of Powell Symphony Hall in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think... a lot of symphony orchestrated, like, classical halls.
Like theaters and stuff.
In theaters look like this. Like the foyer or whatever. Mm-hmm. Foyer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That, like, main entrance area typically is more narrow.
Mm-hmm.
Really beautiful chandeliers. Elegant carpets. Like a stairwell going up to, like, the main area where you go to find your seats.
Yeah.
It's, like, very elegant. So that's exactly what this theater looks like. And then they've got this stage and the light and the black laminate flooring.
Uh-huh.
And just, you know, classic theater. Yeah. Like, old school.
Black wood flooring on the stage.
Wood flooring. Yeah. Yes.
Like, really old school. I mean, super ornate, really classic. I mean, it's literally called the Los Angeles Theater. Like, don't you think this was, like, the original theater?
The OG, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, so in this music video, we see, like, a main stage where a lot of the performance happens. We also sometimes see, like, a single spotlight lighting the stage.
Mm-hmm.
We see a stairwell, a mirrored room, a balcony, a practice room, and then, like you just talked about, like the main foyer, like the main lobby, and then, like, the mezzanine kind of area where you go
the
to
get
your seats. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's just a lot of reds and browns and gold tones throughout the whole theater that I think makes it feel like the setting itself is, like, really warm, even though, like, BTS aren't necessarily lit with, like, warm lighting, you know? But, like, the theater seems very, like, rich and ornate.
Yes. Yeah. Very rich and ornate, yes. Mm-hmm. So for their outfits, we're going to speak on this pretty generally. So they have... like, they're all white outfits, and then they have their all black outfits that they dance in. So the white outfits actually have these small, very subtle black accents. So, like, I believe we saw with Jungkook's white suit that at the very ends of the sleeves have this fade of black. And I'm pretty sure that J-Hope's suit has, like, a fade of black at the bottom of it. Yeah,
very cool.
Very, very neat.
Mm-hmm.
Then they also have black outfits, which are entirely black, but there are accents of glitter or, like, sequin, just a little bit of, like, shimmer to them. And then, finally, let's just talk about corsets.
We have to. I mean, Jimin's in a corset in this, and so is Jungkook.
Mm-hmm.
So they both have these, like, black leather corsets. They're really cinched in the waist, and, like, I mean, I think they're a big focal point of the video, to be honest.
Yeah. Definitely.
Okay, so let's get into fangirl moments. And we are doing what we always used to do, which is providing you guys with some timestamps. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you are not busy, like,
don't if you're not driving
or like whatever, if you're not doing chores or something where you, your hands and your eyes are busy, mm-hmm. okay, you can watch this video along with us and pause it at these times. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, you could go into our Google Doc where we have a ton of pictures, mm-hmm. but we have to go through this like second by second.
Really? Of course.
Yeah. So Jimin is right at the intro, and we can see, I just want to say that he stands out here because he has his own separate dance throughout the entire video, mm-hmm. That we kind of see cut into the rest of the choreography, mm-hmm. or the rest of the rap verses. So he is at the beginning, separate beginning this dance also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very, very neat.
Mm-hmm.
So at 36 seconds, Yoongi's verse begins, and Jungkook's, like, shadow is dancing behind him. It's projected on this curtain, and you, Kayla, actually said that this is such an artistic shot, mm-hmm. that is done.
I feel like it is because it's, like, they could have done so much with another Black Swan, like, with a video, mm-hmm. but it's, like, such stripped-down production. Mm-hmm. Like, it's literally a spotlight with Jungkook dancing in front of it, projecting this shadow. But the way that it lines up with how Yoongi is rapping and mm-hmm. the way, I mean, I just think it's so artistic, super cool, super interesting. And it makes me think of those promos that they just did for the Japanese album where it was just them on stage, mm-hmm. you know, no like big fancy anything.
Yeah.
And it really is making me think like they really don't need it.
They
you
don't
know?
Need the production. Mm-hmm. And I think they want to present that and show that and let people know that, like, yes, they have really high production things that they do because they fucking can, mm-hmm. Because they got loads of money and they might as well.
Right.
But I love it when they do strip it down, mm-hmm. and they're like, we don't need that.
Yeah. And the quality of their music is so good.
There's so much talent there, mm-hmm. that is not needed. And yeah. I think their rise and success is a good, example, mm-hmm. of that they don't need that production value.
Yeah, they definitely don't. So I just think that it's cool that we see that throughout, mm-hmm. this video. Mm-hmm. So at 49 seconds, Namjoon's verse begins, and we are just both completely wrecked this entire time.
So wrecked. I think the majority of our research was spent on just like Namjoon's verse.
Yeah. Okay, and I've also made it my mission for Bethany to get really wrecked by Namjoon because she doesn't. Like, rarely will you get really wrecked by him.
Yeah.
He's one of the people that it just doesn't do it for you all the time.
You know, it's they all filter through, you know? Mm-hmm. You kind of go through. You got your phases. Mm-hmm. And it just hasn't happened with Namjoon, mm-hmm. for me, and I don't know why.
Yeah.
But this music video, for sure, I am like, okay, I get it. Like, daddy,
yes.
Nom titties,
yes.
like,
yes.
choking,
yes, yes,
death glare,
hot, super hot, CEO, powerful, yes. dom, yeah.
I have to say, okay, so for Namjoon's verse during Black Swan, mm-hmm. for the music video, his eyes, holy crap, like, they are so dark, but, like, seductive, mm-hmm. and for me, you're like, this is just Namjoon, but for me, I was like, this is so out of norm. Like, when I picture Namjoon, I think I just think of, like, leader, mm-hmm. just very powerful, mm-hmm. respectful, just awesome, you know, figure, mm-hmm. just an amazing public figure. Rarely do I see him in this, like, super sexy, oh my god, daddy light, but this does it for me.
Yes, yes. Like, he's always like this, and I feel like now we need to go back and rewatch some videos just so that you can, I'm gonna, like, point it out to you, like, look right there.
This
look
is at, what
look
I'm
at those
about.
Eyes.
Yes, yes, yes.
But I'm glad that you're finally being wrecked by him. He's in his verse, he's like in the black outfit, and I need to describe it a little bit more. He has these like black hoop earrings, which I feel like we never fucking see him in hoops. They're like inch big, mm-hmm. or like half inch large
size. I feel like earrings in general are just kind of rare for Namjoon.
They are kind of rare, but these black ones are like, oh my god, so hot. And he has
so
this
sexy
scoop neck shirt where we can see his freaking collarbone, mm-hmm. And his stare and his stance. He seems really dominating, yeah. just the entire verse. Mm-hmm. So yes, daddy.
Yeah, he does that like hand gesture signal of like looking into my eyes and then moves his hand down and his fingers down, like, look down.
It's look
like,
down.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I'm looking up to you. Yeah. Like, I really am. Bow down, Namjoon.
Literally. I'll look King. Wherever you want me to look.
Daddy.
Yeah.
I just love that you said dominating, because that is definitely the vibe.
That's why do you think that every June stan is a hard stan? Mm. Because he just gives that vibe. Yeah.
Before we get out of this Namjoon verse here, 58 seconds, Namjoon grabs his neck. Like, he's just, he does, like, in the choreography, he kind of does that, like, cutting throat gesture. But for this one, he, like caresses and grabs his own neck. And fuck. The eyes he's delivering, the stare, the hand. Like, it looks like he's looking at you from a distance, like, this is what I want to do to you. Like, oh, I want to choke God. You. I want to choke you. I want to fucking
choke you.
Like, the eyes.
And you're like, it's yes,
saying
daddy.
It all. It's
yes.
saying it all.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Yes. So, literally, his verse was way too much.
It was too much, guys.
Okay. So, yeah. We barely survived.
Barely survived. So, after this, at 105, we get the shot of Taeyang. And it is from a very interesting camera angle that we have never, I don't think, ever gotten in a BTS music video, where the camera is literally filming Taeyang from the floor. Like, yeah. Taeyang is so above us. Like, this angle is
extreme.
Extreme. It is like extravagant, because you can literally see the chandelier on the ceiling above Taeyang. This is how low of a camera angle this is. And wow, I just love Taeyang from this angle. This is a terrible angle for any normal human being, but, like, he again has this, like, dominating power pose going on, because you're so beneath him with this shot.
Yeah.
And, oh my God, he's got his perm going on, handsome, sexy, but also baby bear, you know, the duality.
The duality.
But the little angle, man, I just, like, we both kind of thought, like, this whole music video is kind of generally filmed from a lower angle.
Yeah, like, and sometimes it's really extreme like this, and sometimes it's just slight. But I feel like almost the entire thing is filmed from this, like, even kind of low angle.
Yeah.
And it definitely adds to the feeling of the video. And I think it makes it stand out from their other Black Swan performances.
Yeah, it makes me also think of, like, if you were to go and watch BTS perform in this theater, if you were, like, right behind the orchestra or whatever, they would be above you. So it's almost like the angle that you would get from the audience perspective of seeing them perform on stage.
Like, they're literally performing, you know, for us, you know, like,
and that's, like, the sight, the vision that we would get.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Except for Taeyang is literally stepping on us.
Always. Yes. And I'm okay with it.
Yeah, we're fine. Okay, so at 1:13, we get a little shot of one of Jimin's, like, side solo, his dance that he's doing on the side. And he spins around and reaches out to us before dropping out of the shot. And he's just so fucking stunning. This blue hair.
It's like electric blue hair.
Oh my God. Iconic. Like, truly, I think that this was what, I mean, okay. One of the best parts. Thinking about his hair.
I've never done that.
Delicious. Oh, well, I mean, if anything deserves to
get a lick lip. Lick lips.
Yeah. If anything deserves to get a lick lip.
Lick lips. That,
lick lip.
That should be the episode title.
Lick slips. Just like asterisk lick slips asterisk.
Oh my God. We'll see what we decide. That's a good one though. And it has the alliteration.
Oh, well, okay. So I don't know how you're going to cut that, but it's just going to be all in there.
Don't worry about it.
So every moment, so if any moment deserves a lick lip, it's this moment, right? It's this moment. Because he is just so captivating and just handsome and perfect.
I love when they drop out of the shot like that. I really like that effect, especially like I think of Taeyang during Singularity. They have that same like drop out of screen effect. Yeah. When I saw Jimin do this, I got the same like feelings, you know.
Yeah.
Love it. I just really love it.
Yeah.
So at 1:14, Jungkook, I just have to say here, he is eating the choreography. He is giving it 120%. He's going all out.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to say, what really steals the show here is like, not only is he just going full power, I mean, you know, he puts everything he has into his performance.
Right.
But while he's dancing, his expression is a mixture of this like intense seduction.
Yes.
Like Jungkook is not holding back, because we've seen in past eras where Jungkook comes off a little bit like he pulls back on the
sexy. Right, we can tell he is dialing it back.
But I think with Black Swan they were like, give it, and he did. And I see why we need it in spurts. Because
it's too fucking much.
It's too much.
Okay, so like in this part, he during the the choreography has their hands up as if they're fucking tied or like handcuffed above them.
Girl.
Sexy visual, and he does these like three hip thrusts. Oh my god, it's overwhelming.
The hip thrusts. I just can't, with the intense stare.
Like,
I can't visualize too much.
I can't let myself.
This is when
it goes too far.
We go wild.
Yeah, feral.
Oh, Stan Lingo.
Oh, my God.
But it's true. Feral.
And now we go feral.
I just always have to add Jungkook. I saw this thread the other day, actually, that said, look at Jungkook's dimples. It was a like a dimple thread for Jungkook.
Mm-hmm.
But some of them are real sexy. I'm like, is that dimple or is that cheek flexing?
Which is this incredible talent that he has that just somehow makes his face even more sexy.
I think it is where his dimples are, but he's able to like somehow control those muscles and just like make those dimples into like cheek flex.
Yeah, like he just clenches his jaw and just gets into it. Oh my gosh. Okay, so we have a note in here because during research, it was at this time that we decided to put the music video in 0.25 speed.
And not even half speed.
Not even half speed. A quarter speed.
Okay.
And we have to warn you to not do this.
Really?
It's guys, a health risk.
It's more than a health risk. I don't know how it could be, but like, guys, seriously, this 0.25 speed, it was unreal.
No, I mean,
half speed is already really hard. You were just like, we got to do 0.25. I was like, I mean, that's going to be really slow, but okay.
No, but it was
still
overwhelming.
Overwhelming. Too much.
Yeah. There was another part later where we put it back into half speed and we were like, it's too fast. So, anyways, if you...
We're so fangirling. I can't even believe it.
We're super fangirling right now, but...
My cheeks hurt.
Just, I mean, we did it so you don't have to. If you're interested, just know it comes with a health warning. Like, you will have heart palpitations. Your Apple Watch will probably track activity.
Yes.
Like, health risk. High health. Do not watch it.
If you want to work out without moving, do that.
Yeah. Okay. So, anyways, we have to put that in there. All right. At 1:21, so this is right after Jungkook's like dancing in the front of the formation and they split and it's Jimin in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, I don't know if it's this camera angle or this fucking blue hair or just the way that his eyes just tend to glare at you, but he looks like he's about to pounce. Like, he literally looks like he's gonna pounce on you.
Yeah.
But he's physically going to come get us is the feeling that we're getting from this
and
moment.
And I don't want to make this bad impression or visualization, but like, he really, the way he looks at you is kind of like, not like Predator in the bad way, but Predator like in the literal sense of like, he sees you and he's like coming to get you.
Like animalistic desire.
Animalistic desire. Yeah. But like a sexual animalistic desire.
Yeah. I also have to talk about Jimin at 1:24 because it switches to like his solo dance and it's when it says killing me now and he has his like head tilted back and his fucking whole neck and he is also just like Namjoon choking himself.
Yeah.
Like brings his hand up and rubs his hand on his neck.
What is it about neck choreography?
Oh my gosh, why they excel at it.
It's really such a sexual part of the body, mm-hmm. which you wouldn't think. But like seeing them choke themselves mm-hmm. and their larynx and their jawline mm-hmm. and this like look of just like complete submission yeah. in their face.
Also, Jimin. Just the lighting on him right now is just incredible.
The contrast.
Really, you have to yeah. look at the Google Doc or go, like, to this part on the video.
Mm-hmm. At 1:31, we get to Taeyang's part here. Mm-hmm. And, wow. So, this is, like, during, like, the choreography. Like, the really intense choreography. And Taeyang finally comes front and center. So, mm-hmm. it's at 1:31. Yo, so he like flips his head back, so we get full forehead. We get full forehead.
A treat.
A treat mm-hmm. with this beautifully permed, handsome Taeyang. Mm-hmm. Black hair, brows fully just like on fleek.
Mm, but also this neck and the jaw and the fucking... Mm.
The collarbones. He's baring his teeth. His eyes are just like slightly like closed, glaring. Brows are furrowed. Head like... Full forehead exposure. Mm. Like, literally everything you would want and hope and dream for Taeyang. There it is in this shot. Gorgeous, stunning, sexy. Mm-hmm. Holy crap. Like, he just really looks so thick. Mm-hmm. He's so big.
I was literally just thinking he looks so thick. His neck.
When did he get so big?
Oh, my God. I don't know.
His nostrils are even fucking flared. Yep.
Okay.
We're going to leave it at that.
So... At 1:35, we literally are getting whiplash from Jin.
No recovery.
Because we have no time to recover at all. He, like, flips his head up for his part, and there's this part where, like, his forehead is mostly exposed, and just his neck. His neck is really mm-hmm. the highlight of this. Again, you're seeing, like, his Adam's apple, his whole, like, throat area. So much definition with muscles. I don't understand how they're doing this, but it
I
is...
I don't either. Like, oh, my God. Do they do these exercises that work their face and their neck?
Like, do you do neck exercises? Are there neck exercises? Just, like, clenching your neck.
It's just clenching your neck.
I don't like that. That hurts.
I think it's called the platysmus.
I should do that. I'll get rid of my neck fat.
I gotta check this.
Okay, well, the next part of Jin's moment that I have to talk about is as he's bringing his hand up and over his head, he tips his chin down a little bit, and it makes his bangs just fall sexily in front of his face. And for a moment, he's like glaring at you through his bangs. They're barely covering his eyes. You can see the furrowed brows. Mm-hmm. It's just intense. And you know he already looks so fucking perfect during this whole moment.
Oh, he's so stunning. The facial like expressions that he's delivering mm-hmm. really sends you over the edge.
Yeah.
I just have to say the neck muscle that I'm thinking of is the... Platysma.
Okay.
Platysma.
Platysma.
Yeah.
All right.
So I was probably saying it wrong.
So they really clenched their platysma muscle.
Or their sternocleidomastoid.
Thank you, resident OT Bethany.
Sorry. I actually think it's the sternocleidomastoid because of that definition.
Yeah.
Also, anime boy.
Yes.
Like, the stare that he really gives there at the end, I highly suggest you pause on it because, like, the way that his face is structured and his glare and his hair and everything just really screams anime boy.
Yeah, seriously. Like, the bad boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we really need to talk about this shot of them at 1:41. Mm-hmm. We see all of BTS, besides maybe Jimin. I thought Jimin was standing there, but we don't get a little moment for him.
Mm-hmm.
But they're standing and sitting. They're, like, arranged beautifully, like, statues on these ornate theater stairs.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get, like, these glamour or, like, portrait shots of each one of them. So, obviously, we're going to go through them one by one.
Yeah, one by one.
Yeah.
Have we gotten this before? Just, like, boom, 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 all seven of them. Just glamour shots.
I feel like no, but I'm probably
wrong. I think
this
is a new feature.
It was incredible, and I feel like it's not something that I picked up on, like, before doing this research.
Really?
Like, these, like, moments that much, you know? I just kind of glazed over
it. Really?
Yeah.
I thought they were all, like, thirst trap glamour shots.
Oh, my God, they're so thirst trappy. So, we start with Yoongi, and he has this silver hair... with the middle part and his bangs pushed forward, so there's barely a tiny little sliver of part, but he is glaring through his bangs. Mm-hmm. He's in a power pose, like sitting on the stairs with his forearms kind of like resting on his knees. Mm-hmm. And just imagine walking into his office and him giving you that look.
Yeah.
Could you speak?
No. So after Yoongi's Taeyang, and wow, the effect of Taeyang here is that he's kind of looking off in the distance and then turns to look over at the camera and blinks, and it's like slightly in slow motion. Mm. So the way that he's like glancing over at you while blinking, he's got like subtle forehead. He looks very casual, like the way that he's sitting. Mm-hmm. He looks very casual, but he's looking over at you. Mm-hmm. And it's like similar vibes, like smoky eye, just very sexy, seductive, like welcoming. Mm. In the sense of he's just so hot and sexy, you know, like,
inviting you in with this
inviting.
It's like the
inviting's the word.
The fact that his gaze goes from looking straight ahead to kind of turning and looking at you, and mm-hmm. in a blink, like that blink to me is so important.
It is important,
and just that small movement is so inviting.
Like, did they study this? How do they know how to like snatch us?
Again, with Kim Taeyang, I think it's just 100% natural. I think. Yeah. This is who he is as a person, and yeah. I don't think that he can turn it off, nor do I think he can control it. Mm-mm. I just think it's just flat out who he is.
He's just so flirtatious.
He's just, wow, he's just so handsome all the time, and yeah. Okay, so next we see Jungkook, and really what we have to say first is jawline. Because he's getting this amazing, like, almost full side profile shot where he's kind of looking up and out, so his jawline, his neck is fully on display.
Sharp. So fucking sharp.
Also, we see so much forehead from him. Mm-hmm. Like, he almost has one of those comma hairstyles going on, except for it's a little bit more relaxed in the front, a little bit more down. Mm-hmm. But we do see, I would say, like, I don't know, 2/3 of his forehead there. So mm-hmm. a little bit more mature look. Mm-hmm. And the gaze that he's giving off, he doesn't look at the camera, but he does look pensive, mm-hmm. as if he's really looking at something or thinking about something.
Yeah. So after Jungkook is Namjoon. And Namjoon, I don't know what it is about purple hair, but he looks so good with purple hair.
Yeah.
Why does he look so ridiculously good with purple hair? Which makes me so excited for this upcoming comeback with mm-hmm. Dynamite. Mm-hmm. Because he has blue hair. Mm-hmm. Namjoon somehow, as professional and amazing and like public figure that he is, leader of the world.
leader of our world. Like,
of our
to be
world.
Honest.
Yes. How does he look so good with colored hair?
I just think it looks so fucking good with, like, his yes. skin tone, and I think he just owns it. Like, I think
the purple
he
is
likes
so
it.
Good. The purple is really good.
And in this video, he has, like, that kind of tint of, like, purple, like, almost lilac-y mm-hmm. with, like, a little bit of pink in there.
Yeah, it's much softer. It's mm-hmm. not, like, Not Today purple, yeah. although Not Today purple, incredible.
Mm, amazing.
But this, like, softer, like, icy pinky purple. Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, man. But he has, like, such a seductive gaze, which is so amplified by this hand that's covering his mouth and part of his nose. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it's mysterious, the way he's holding his face mm. and kind of looking at you mm. while having this like hand expression, like he's like contemplating you.
Namjoon has this effect of studying you. And
yes,
it's
studying
like
you.
Oh, like he makes you feel so important through mm-hmm. a camera. You're like
I'm looking at you.
Yeah.
What is
yeah,
he
yeah.
thinking?
Mm-hmm. So, oh my God. So
oh no.
J-Hope is next, and really, he is just so sexy. Like, us being, like, continually being wrecked and destroyed by J-Hope is never gonna end.
I think this is the wrecker you and I can both agree on 100%
yeah,
of the time.
All the time. Because
J-Hope.
It's any moment. It's anything
anytime.
He does. I just cannot believe in this moment that this is the same person who said, I love strawberry.
Strawberry.
Berry.
Strawberry.
Oh my God, so cute. I mean, really, the duality. The duality.
It's a chorus.
He just looks so fucking handsome. We're getting kind of a side angled picture from
I
him.
I think his side profile is so stunning. Mm-hmm. I think it's one of the best.
Mm-hmm. But it's not like a full side profile. We're getting like a little sliver of the other side of his face still too. But just this lighting is so stunning. The way he has a middle part and like a full fucking forehead. Mm-hmm. We live for Jung Hoseok's forehead.
I think... For me, it's the best forehead. Mm-hmm. I do think we might need a forehead part two episode because...
It was requested.
I see why.
Is that episode 150?
Maybe.
We've been talking about what we should do.
And we can still reflect on things too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be great. Mm. That's coming up. Wow.
Mm.
Okay, yes. J-Hope for this shot that we get in Black Swan, like... Absolutely handsome, super wrecking, gorgeous, like jawline shadow that we get. His lips are slightly parted.
My God.
He's staring into your soul. We get forehead, parted hair.
Mm.
Just unbelievably sexy
again,
and handsome.
From slightly lower angle too, where like it's just making him a little bit more.
The
above
way that
you.
He looks over at you is like he's definitely more important than me.
Oh yeah, you know it's not quite the judging Hoseok that we know and love so well, but it's like on the cusp of that, you know, and it's very intriguing.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Oh my God.
So after J-Hope, we get Jen. Guys, I just cannot get over Jin with the Black Swan music video in general. We haven't gotten to his, like, really highlight parts yet. We will. But this is the first time we really get a shot of his, like, portrait, his face, full on forehead part going on, like, side part, but, like, bangs are pressed back
long
so far.
Hair.
That, long hair, yes. Brows, his eyes, I think his eyes are just so traditionally gorgeous. His face is just so traditionally gorgeous, like symmetrical as fuck.
Perfect.
His lips are so fucking plump. Like,
like I can't believe how kissable they are.
I see why my first like actual BTS dream that I had was about Jin. Mm-hmm. And it was about like kissing Jin and Jin's lips like kissing my face.
I just have to point out that in his shot specifically, he is lit with like Rembrandt lighting, which means that the smaller half of your face, because your head is kind of angled, like two-thirds to one side or the other, has just a little bit of shadow on it. It's not completely concealed by
just
shadow, but you
hair.
get a little bit of cheek highlighted. You get a little bit like next to the lips highlighted.
A little bit of the nose.
A little bit of, but oh my gosh, he just looks so stunning, so gorgeous. Like this is what I was really like, wow, this is a portrait shot, like a glamour
pure
shot.
Pure beauty.
Yeah.
Pure beauty.
Museum worthy. We actually didn't get a shot of Jimin like this on the stairs, but right after this shot of Jin, we get a different shot of Jimin on the stage separate during his like side dance. And he's shot with like a backlit profile. So we don't see a lot of facial features, but we do see his beautiful profile and his head like kind of tilted back, you know, singing the lyrics obviously, but that's kind of his little moment.
That is his moment. And I think the reason they did this for him was because he gets his own little choreography bit and he's shown up a lot doing his choreography.
Yeah.
But like, we could have easily deserved, like, a full-on face shot of
Jimin. Yeah, we need the glamour shot of Jimin on the stairs, you know? But right after this side profile of Jimin, right at 151, we get a front-facing shot of him wearing the black leather corset. And he spreads his arms and at the same time gets wings and like spreads these beautiful, big, huge, black, like, plumes of wings out. And wow, it's just an incredible piece of cinema right here.
It really is. Yes. And like he looks like he's just like overcome by these wings, like projecting
sprouting
out of himself.
From him.
Yes.
Or,
yes. Like he's pulled back from this force of the wings growing from him like all at once. And so he pulls his neck back and you see jawline, neck, but then also like since his whole body's kind of arched, his shirt, his already tight like black dress shirt is pressed against his chest and you see a little bit of pec outline.
A little bit of definition right there.
We see some definition of pec while having this like thirst trap snatched waist from the corset. Fuck.
I mean.
Black wings. Like, goddamn. It's too much.
It's too much.
We didn't need all that, but we're grateful.
I mean, we're super grateful. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
So at 1:53, we get J-Hope's verse. And wow, there is so much snarling and emotion that he really puts forth in this part of his verse. And there's a single spotlight on him. And of course, this is where we get that, my favorite, soap transition.
Oh yeah.
We want the big hit, if you're listening. Big hit. Continue with the soap transitions because we love it and we're all suckers for it and it will never get old.
Yeah.
But here he, like, when he grabs Yoongi's wrist, it is so firm and demanding. Firm. Like, you listen to me.
Yeah.
And he pulls him back and the expression, I cannot get over J-Hope's expression at this part, guys. Like, seriously, go to 153 and watch and pause on J-Hope's expression, because at first he looks so, like, angry, like, listen to me, like,
you can see it in his mouth. He's baring his teeth. He's baring his teeth. You can see his brows are furrowed a bit. And he's just really looking deadly at Yoongi,
Yes, yes, yes. But then when he goes to point his hand out, like, open palm.
Like, to reach for him.
When he's reaching for him, his really demanding, harsh, angry expression turns into, like, hopeless. Like, tell me. Like, pain. Tell me why. What, like, I'm angry, but why? Why is it this way?
He really looks like he's really needing and reaching out and...
Calling out.
And it's just, oh my gosh, the way that his muscles relax into that, like, so seamlessly and perfectly into the dance move, it's incredible. Like, I really cannot get over his talent.
J-Hope, we have to give kudos. Like, I mean, we never say actor Jung Ho-seok, but wow, actor Jung Ho-seok,
yeah. Also, what's really great in this video, at 2:08, we get a wide angle shot of Soap circling each other in this, like, dance room. So that huge shot of the conflict, I feel like, wow, that once you got to see that while writing your fic, you were like, wow, thank you so much.
Yeah. That conflict needed a fanfic. It was begging for a fanfic.
Yep. At 2:11 is Yoongi's, like, kind of second verse, and we get just this really great low angle shot of him, and kind of August D vibes a little bit because of the lighting and the kind of piecey hair, but we just love it so much. I also want to talk about, like, right at 2:16 afterwards, still during his verse, he's on stage, and this is, like, the only time that you see the source of a shadow being projected. Like, the last time we saw a shadow, it was Jungkook, but we don't see him in the shot anywhere. It's just the projection of a shadow. But on stage, we see Yoongi standing on stage. We see his shadow connected at his feet going, running all the way to the curtain behind him. And I just think that's interesting because obviously shadow was his intro. And then he walks closer to the shadow that's on, you know, running onto this curtain, and he reaches out as if he's about to touch it.
Like, he has his pointy finger kind of, like, touching the curtain of his shadow, where his shadow is being projected upon. It's very interesting.
I just really enjoyed the shot. I thought that it was really cool.
It is. So at 2:17, we get our, like, another little snippet of Yoongi here, and we just have to say that his bone structure is gorgeous. His cheek highlight is so, so stunning. He looks like gloss, like pure glistening Yoongi that we know and love. So at 2:21, we get Jungkook, and it's the, where he's up in front, center choreography, and he goes, bum, 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 you know. That choreography where he's kind of reaching out, fist in, out type of thing. Okay, wow, we have to really talk about this because his facial expressions, again, like, I really think that all of them have these deadly seductive looks that they give with their facial expressions, but I think that there's a reason Jungkook is spaced out. So for this, he, when he does the bum, 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 he has this look of almost, like, pure disgust.
It is. Even when we talk about it, even us looking at it, both of our faces turn and cringe up in disgust of our own. Because, like, this is such an intense... And it's... I mean, I really think you might have to look at the Google Doc because we barely, like, paused on this little tiny moment. But, like, it is pure disgust.
He's really, like, scrunching his nose inward, and his lips are slightly turned down, and his eyebrows a little raised, and his and his eyes are like very narrow. Mm-hmm. He looks disgusted. Yeah. We were like, when we saw, guys, go to the Google Doc if you're a $1 patron, but like, his face is pure disgust. There's no other way to explain it.
Yeah.
But Wise is also like so attractive, like the way that he looks. And we just want to give one of our patrons, Meg. What's up, Meg?
Hey, Meg.
Shout out to you, because you need to go check out this Google Doc and this shot of Jungkook, because holy crap.
Yeah, you're going to be so wrecked. And also, we really want to know what you think about it.
I mean, like, actor Jihyun, Jungkook, actor BTS, all of them are just so talented with their expressions and how they deliver their emotions.
Yeah, but I really think that, like, this point of disgust from him is, like, going along with the lyrics and the meaning of the song, and, like, how, I mean, they're really discussing a lot of deep shit about losing your passion and where it's coming from and how you're rediscovering it, or if you even want to, and... Mm-hmm. I feel from the theme of this video, where it really seems like all the lower angles, like, we're really the audience watching this video. Mm-hmm. That's really what they intend, is for you to feel like they're performing to you. Mm-hmm. That this look of disgust is almost coming back at the audience too.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily like directed at ARMY, but think of all the negative things and aspects that we've talked about that they've dealt with.
Yeah.
And I feel like that this tiny little fragment of disgust that he shows, I feel like it's so rooted in those feelings that this song is trying to portray.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It's crazy. So I don't know. Just a little side note
tangent.
But we wanted to share with you guys something that we did, and this moment of disgust really made us think about it, because we went rando nodding together. Mm-hmm. And if you don't know what rando nodding is, basically it's just like an app, and it gives you a complete random location to go to based on like a quantum number calculator. So it's 100% random. The quantum number is like calculated. It has no idea where it's going to take you. But it's also kind of like a running experiment, because if you choose to go to a location, you're supposed to try to kind of like manifest something. You're supposed to think about what your intent is, something that you might want to find at this location. And this idea of random nodding works like within chaos theory, where like you're doing something so random that it's breaking the cycle, that you're going to kind of like be put outside of the norm.
Yeah, it's very bizarre.
Yeah.
When you introduced it to me, Kayla had the idea of it. Mm-hmm. And when you introduced it to me, I'm like, wow, that sounds incredible.
Yeah, you're just supposed to be able to experience things that like are random and different, and maybe like some anomalies or like something.
I do feel like it's a way
unexplainable.
I feel like it is a way to break the chaos because of just like the quantum computing. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm coming from a physics perspective of like the quantum computing, and then manifesting this idea of something, this intent of going in, and then having a quantum computer can like just basically come up with like a latitude and longitude of where you should go and visit.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, that really would break the chaos of just like normal society.
I think we went to like 9 different points, and I feel like we had confirming experiences for us at about 6 of them.
For sure.
Like, one of them, I'll share this one because it relates to the disgust.
Yeah.
But we were at a point that really nothing really happened for us there. Mm-hmm. But we put in that we wanted an attractor, which is supposed to be like a high energy area.
Yeah.
And
you said, let's do an emotion. Let's do an emotion. And I was like, okay, if we're going to do an emotion, because I was like, let's test it. Let's really test it.
Right.
So let's do an emotion that's not common.
Right.
I don't want to feel happy. I don't want to feel sad. I don't want to feel creeped out. Mm-hmm. You can easily feel creeped out with any of the places you go.
Right.
So I was like, let's do an emotion that isn't felt very often, but that is very like, you can feel, you know it when you feel it. And I was like, let's do disgust.
So we did disgust, and
pre-research.
Yeah. This was the day before, but we chose disgust, and that was our intent. So as the app was searching for a location, it says focus on your intent. So we were just focusing on disgust. And it took us to a location 5 minutes away, which was a business, and it was a plumbing manufacturing company.
Plumbing.
Plumbing, like sewage.
Yeah, when you said a plumbing manufacturing company. And when you said plumbing, my face immediately transitioned into a look of disgust. Like, ew.
Yeah. It was disgust.
You think of sewage and shit and just human
waste.
Feces.
Nasty. Yeah. We were both surprised and disgusted. And then we cracked up because we couldn't believe this coincidence. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But we went random nodding. It was super, super fun.
So fun.
Maybe we should do like a little mini episode to talk about our random nodding adventures and post it on Patreon, because we have a lot more stories.
So many more.
And some, I mean, cooler ones too. So
yeah. Definitely do it with your friends. It was really cool. But we should do that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, so at 2:24, we see Jungkook on the balcony, and this is when we see him in the leather corset. Oh. So really just his waist is like the main factor right here. It is cinched. It is incredible. He's spreading his arms and kind of puffing his chest out, so it's really adding to the effect. Mm. Not to mention that his eyes are closed also, so it's just like kind of innocent but kind of seductive and like inviting. You're really struggling over there.
I am struggling because I'm just looking at this screenshot on the doc, because his waist is so small, and you see this, he almost has like a curve of his hips going on too with like how this corset is placed. Who put Jungkook in a tight black turtleneck sweater? Who the fuck put him in that? With
they
this,
knew what
like,
they were doing.
With this tight ass like corset, this like pleather corset.
When they know he's been working out.
And then they have him bend over this balcony where he just like kind of waves from his shoulder to his other shoulder, like this force is overcoming him from left to right. Mm-hmm. And the way that he like opens and exposes his neck, it just really seems like an invitation of like, you know, take me.
Yeah.
Like
surrender.
Yeah. Very, very
the arms
submissive.
Out. Yeah.
Honestly, I am a Taeyong stan. And Jungkook, it's very rare that he wrecks me, but holy shit, for the whole Black Swan music video, I am completely and utterly bowing down, kissing Jungkook's feet, like, so wrecked.
Wrecked. Destroyed. He's really surrendering. Like, it's almost like a worry that he's gonna fall back over the balcony with how much, like, he's
it's
just
hazardous.
Letting go. Yeah. Okay, so the next thing that we see at 2:31, we see Jin in this beautiful ornate mirrored room. It's like a white with gold trim room, and he is mirrored by 7 reflections. And then he turns around right at 2:31. He turns around to face the camera, but his reflections do not move with him.
Interesting.
So it's very interesting. I don't think that this is supposed to be like spooky, but I just think that it's quite an interesting camera shot. Mm-hmm. If anyone has any ideas about
what it means,
I would be so interested. But truly a visual here. We cannot express how stunning he is. Right after he turns around, we get this close-up shot of him, and oh my god, this is the K-drama Kim Seok Jin.
Yes.
Like, the long black hair, the perfect lips. I mean, you talked about it all earlier, but I am just stunned by this moment. Like, this moment is incredible.
Like, every single K-drama, I've only seen a handful of K-dramas, but like, when you see the shot of Jin, you're like, he needs to be in a K-drama. Like,
where is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. But this is like Jin's big moment in the video, and he kills it. He knocks it out of the park. Wow, those lips.
Those lips.
Wow. Okay, so at 2:32, we see it like literally a second later. I think this is hilarious. One second later, Jimin's solo dance, that's the one that's included in the main choreography. What just sets this one apart from all other performances, again, is the low angle. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so dominating. It's almost like more aggressive, and he really looks incredible from this angle. So it's way more like he's wrecking us even more. Mm-hmm. And then after this little dance here, we get so many shots of his side dance cut into the video, way more than that than had been happening. Mm-hmm. And I just have to say, big hit if you're listening, where is the Bangtan bomb?
Yeah.
Jimin's entire performance, because you know that he had a whole 3-minute choreography that goes along with this dance. Where is it? I need it. I don't care if it's a dance practice. I don't care if it's from the actual filming of this video, but I think Jimin deserves it, and I feel like we deserve to see
it. There's clearly from beginning to end, based on the music video, that there is like a whole routine, a full dance. Yeah, a full dance that, like, Jimin has definitely invested his time in learning, if not helped choreograph. Mm-hmm. We kind of theorized that if there isn't a Bangtan bomb, that maybe that for, like, a Mama or a Melon performance, that we might see the full choreography for Jimin.
Maybe they had intended that, you know, mm-hmm. or maybe even in, like, a live performance. I don't know if he would have been dancing that or whatever, but
It's like too beautiful and gorgeous to just be in a music video. The full thing needs to be seen.
It really does. It needs the full thing. Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite moves that he does for his own choreography is at 2:42. Jimin does this one-footed, just like extremely high knee point. So like he's on one foot, he brings his knee up really high, his arm touches his knee, he kind of looks down while the other arm is gracefully behind him.
It's beautiful.
It is one of the most gorgeous shots. Like when I see him hit this, I'm like, wow. It's so perfectly hitting like the beat of the song, and it's the way that the spotlight is on him. We're seeing it him from like a different kind of perspective, and you just see his whole silhouette, elegant. I mean, fully elegant, gorgeous, contemporary, like truly contemporary dancer.
You can really tell this is his dance style.
Professional.
Yeah, like he is truly, I feel like we spend lately a lot of time talking about how incredible Hoseok is at dancing, right? Yeah. It's a given. But Jimin, this ability to dance in this like contemporary modern style with such perfect execution mm-hmm. is incredible. Like all of these little cuts I just think are so stunning. Mm-hmm. I can't believe that he has this ability, like mm-hmm. where like this is a crazy move to me, that he comes up from the ground with like so much force mm-hmm. into this like high knee point, like mm-hmm. and he doesn't waver or move. It's just firm and perfect mm-hmm. and like perfectly placed. I can't rave about him enough, you know?
Yeah. I mean, he really deserves so much applause for this performance.
Mm-hmm. So here at the end, we see Jung Hoseok walking into the theater. It's him from behind, and the theater is kind of darkening around him. Mm-hmm. We have also seen a really close up picture of him, you know, kind of right before that, which is incredible. It's like we really needed more screen time of him.
We did.
It's super shadowy. He kind of looks a little like forlorn, and you know, and as he's making the decision to walk into this theater that's mm-hmm. dimming around him. And at the same time, Jimin is on stage finishing mm-hmm. his dance, and his dance is finishing with him literally crawling across the stage and then collapsing.
Yeah.
And then we see, of course, Jungkook up in the balcony.
Yeah.
And he is spreading his arms and he's doing that leaning over the balcony.
He looks like he's sacrificing himself. Mm-hmm. Like sacrificing himself to dance mm-hmm. or his performance.
Yeah. So we see the lights dim around Hobi. We see Jimin collapse on stage. Mm-hmm. And then we see Jungkook with a shadow projected onto the stage behind him, although he's in the balcony. Mm-hmm. And the shadow just kind of lowers and shrinks away. And then he gets up as if it's nothing and walks away.
He's like a part of the audience. And he looks over his shoulder so carelessly as his shadow disappears on the curtain.
Mm-hmm.
As if like there was two parts of himself. Mm-hmm. There was, this is where I get into theories here.
Yeah.
Where there was the Jungkook on stage who was performing, and then there was the real physical Jungkook who's watching from above and just kind of waiting for the performance to be done,
mm-hmm.
to go home.
Yeah, like literally.
And if you look at the lyrics of Black Swan and just like the meaning of Black Swan, of like how a dancer's first death, I think it was so intentional that they really honed in on the three main dancers of BTS here at the end of the music mm-hmm. video, because of like that first death dancer, like passion, losing your passion, mm-hmm. To see Jungkook just so carelessly and mindlessly, I'm done, and then walk away. And the I'm done is not even from like the stage, it's from like the balcony.
Like he was already so far removed. And he was just kind of waiting for the rest of his shadow to like shrink away.
Yeah,
to
be able like, to walk away. I'm done.
Right.
But I can only leave now because that Jungkook is finished.
Right. And it's so interesting because it was like Hobie got absorbed by it. Like, mm-hmm. he walked into the theater as it was dimming, you know. Jimin just collapsed by it, mm-hmm. right? And Jungkook just left it.
J-Hope was walking away.
He was walking into the theater.
He was walking away from the theater.
Walking away.
He was walking from the stage, like from the aisle, leaving out.
Oh, up out into it? Mm-hmm. Really? Oh, I thought it was like, oh, I guess it was from the stage.
Yeah, he was like leaving the theater.
Okay. So they're all leaving it behind, mm-hmm. you know?
All three of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, wow, kind of somber ending to the end of this super fangirly episode.
I know.
But I had so much fun.
This is incredible.
Like, I can't believe that we get to do this now.
I know.
Just fangirl. Mm-hmm. We really, before wrapping it up, have to give out a special thanks to our VIP patrons who are so gracious in their donation to us every month. So, thank you so much, Eileen, Michelle, and Meg. You guys are so awesome.
Yeah.
And of course, thank you to all of our patrons. You guys do mm-hmm. so much for us. And we are super, super grateful to you.
Yeah, we are. Thank you. Thank you so much. We really see so much progress with the podcast, and we think that it's just going to keep getting better.
Mm-hmm.
We're super happy because we get to have our own studios now and be together. So, like, a lot of the support that we get on Patreon is going to be going towards like new mics and things mm-hmm. like that, so that we can have our studios and be able to record and make even better sound quality. You guys are so awesome.
Yeah.
Really, thank you for listening.
Thank you for supporting us.
Yeah.
And if you enjoyed this episode, let us know. Reach out to us on social media. Write a review on Apple Podcasts or really wherever you listen. You can reach out to us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And of course, you can find links for all of those things in the description.
In the description. Thanks for listening, and thanks for stanning BTS.